Welcome to the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5MinuteMysteries.com, where every week we take a look at a mysterious disappearance, object, place, or other mystery in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5MinuteMysteries.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 31, The Mystery of Rennes Le Château. The mystery of Rennes Le Château is one of the most enduring enigmas of modern times, captivating historians, treasure hunters, and conspiracy theorists alike. This small village in southern France, nestled in the Languedoc region, has become synonymous with tales of hidden treasure, secret societies, and encoded messages that suggest something far more significant lies beneath its picturesque surface. At the heart of the legend is the enigmatic priest Béranger Saunière, whose sudden and unexplained wealth set off a wave of speculation that continues to this day. Béranger Saunière was appointed parish priest of Rennes Le Château in 1885. By all accounts, the village was poor, and the local church, dedicated to Saint Mary Magdalene, was in desperate need of restoration. However, shortly after commencing renovations in 1891, Saunière's circumstances changed dramatically. He began spending lavishly, funding extensive restorations of the church, building a grand estate that included the Tour Magdala, and indulging in luxuries far beyond the means of a humble rural priest. His unexplained wealth quickly drew suspicion, leading to rumours that he had uncovered a hidden treasure within the church. One of the most tantalising clues surrounding the mystery is the claim that Saunière discovered a set of parchments hidden in the church's altar pillar. These documents, supposedly containing cryptic messages and genealogical references, have been linked to various theories, including the existence of a lost Merovingian bloodline or the survival of a sacred treasure related to the Holy Grail. Some believe these parchments held the key to a secret so powerful that it attracted the attention of influential figures, including the Vatican. Further intrigue surrounds the church renovations, which introduced peculiar and seemingly coded symbols. One of the most notable additions was the bizarre statue of a demon-like figure known as Asmodeus, traditionally associated with guarding hidden treasures. Other elements, such as the phrase "Terribilis est locus iste" above the church entrance, have been interpreted as clues hinting at something extraordinary concealed within or beneath the building. The presence of esoteric and alchemical imagery only deepened the mystery, prompting speculation that Saunière was part of a hidden network of knowledge, possibly linked to the Priory of Sion or the Knights Templar. The involvement of secret societies is one of the most compelling aspects of the Rennes Le Château mystery. The Priory of Sion, a supposed clandestine organisation dedicated to preserving ancient secrets, has been frequently mentioned in connection with Saunière. Some researchers suggest that he was entrusted with knowledge concerning a suppressed history of Christianity, potentially linking Mary Magdalene to an alternative narrative of Christ's legacy. This theory was popularized by books such as Holy Blood, Holy Grail, which posited that Saunière had uncovered proof of Christ's descendants surviving into modern times. Though widely contested, this idea has deeply influenced popular culture, most notably inspiring Dan Brown's best-selling novel, The Da Vinci Code. Another theory suggests that Saunière's wealth stemmed from less mystical means. Some argue that he engaged in financial fraud, selling masses and indulgences to the wealthy in exchange for substantial donations. Records indicate that the Catholic Church eventually charged him with corruption, leading to his suspension from priestly duties. However, this explanation does not account for the strange symbols and architectural changes he implemented, nor does it fully dispel the belief that he was involved in something more profound than mere financial misconduct. The mystery did not end with Saunière's death in 1917. His housekeeper, Marie Denarnot, who was believed to have been privy to his secrets, maintained that she knew the truth, but never revealed it. Before her death, she hinted that Rennes Le Château held a secret that would astound the world. Numerous treasure hunters and historians have since scoured the area in search of hidden riches, cryptic messages, or evidence supporting the wilder theories associated with the village. In the decades following Saunière's death, Rennes Le Château has become a focal point for both serious historical research and speculative theories. Some believe that the site conceals lost Templar treasures or remnants of the Ark of the Covenant. Others speculate that underground tunnels and chambers beneath the church may contain long-forgotten relics. Although no definitive proof has been unearthed, the sheer persistence of those searching for answers speaks to the enduring power of the mystery. Despite extensive investigations, the truth behind Rennes-le-Château remains elusive. The lack of concrete evidence has not deterred enthusiasts, and the village continues to draw thousands of visitors every year, all hoping to uncover a piece of the puzzle. The fascination with the story endures because it embodies the universal allure of hidden knowledge, secret histories, and the possibility that the past holds deeper truths than we currently understand. Modern researchers have attempted to separate fact from fiction, questioning the validity of the most extravagant claims, while acknowledging that some aspects of the mystery remain unresolved. The absence of verifiable historical records supporting the Priory of Sion, for example, has led many scholars to dismiss it as a fabrication. However, other elements, such as the encoded messages, the church's unusual symbolism, and the question of Saunier's wealth, continue to provoke debate. The Rennes-le-Château enigma persists because it exists at the intersection of history, myth, and speculation. Whether Saunier stumbled upon an ancient treasure, uncovered a suppressed religious truth, or was simply an opportunistic fraud, the unanswered questions ensure that the mystery remains alive. As long as people seek hidden knowledge and secret histories, Rennes-le-Château will remain a beacon for those drawn to the unknown, its secrets tantalizingly just beyond reach. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.